Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi, Tainus Daf Tes Vav, and we are starting Yud Al Rama Beis on the bottom with Halacha Yud Gimel. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biaka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Inkers in Tainus Al Tzivur, but Chila B'Chamishi. They were not to start a whole series of fast days on Thursday. Why not? Shalef Kiyas Hasharim. So as not to cause the prices to rise, meaning not to cause inflation. If Thursday afternoon slash evening, the storekeepers see that everyone's buying double because they're buying for their breakfast meal and for Shabbos, they're not going to realize why, and they're going to think a hunger's come to the world. So they're going to raise their prices because it thinks there's a shortage, so therefore no starting a series of fast days on Thursday. El rather, Shalosh Tainus HaRishonos, the first set of three fast days, Sheni V'Chamishim Sheni, that has to be Monday, Thursday, Monday, because when they have fast day on Monday, then all the storekeepers realize that this is just a series of fast days, so Thursday they're not going to be concerned, and it's only Shalosh Shniyos, Chamishim Sheni V'Chamishi. The second set of three fast days, that could be Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because the storekeepers already know about this. However, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Kashim Sheni HaRishonos V'Chamishi, just like the first set of fast days is not allowed to start on Thursday, Kachlo Shniyos, so to the second and even the last set of fast days are not allowed to start on Thursday. Says the Gemara, Shimra Rav Amar, also of the Hakumi Rabbi Yochanan, a situation came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. When do we start the second set of fast days? Vahir Rabbi Yosa, and he passed like Rabbi Yosa, that even that set is not allowed to start on Thursday, it has to be on Monday. Vahir Rabbi Lazar Mitztar, Rabbi Lazar was bothered. Amar, he said, Shavkin Stam of Avdin Ki Yechida, we're going to leave the Stam and we're going to go like the Yechida. Yechida is the Yachid, the individual opinion, that's Rabbi Yosa, as opposed to the Stam, which is the Tanakama, the Mishnah, and usually Tanakama is not one person, it's many people. Second, Rabbi Yochanan ignore the Tanakama and go through Rabbi Yosa. So Tesla from Ralph on top, the Gemara answers, Ashkach Tani Lo Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rav Meir, it was found that Rabbi Chia taught that the Tanakama was actually Rav Meir, so it's just a Yachid versus another Yachid. Therefore, it's okay to pass like Rabbi Yosi. And Kad Shama, the Tani Lo Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rav Meir, when he heard that Rabbi Chia taught the name Rav Meir, Omar, he said, Yo Saba Yada Perki Garme, the Saba, the elder, meaning Rabbi Chia, he knows how to teach well, because again, he avoided this whole issue of passing like an individual, like Rabbi Yosi, because it's just Rabbi Yosi against Rav Meir. However, Rav Ramana ba kumi Rabbi Yudan. Ramana asked him from Rabbi Yudan. Like in Aruch Hizkiah, didn't Aruch Hizkiah say that Ravo said b'shem Rabbi Lazar, kol makim shana Rabbi machlekes v'chazer v'shana stam halachik estam. This is a famous klal we find all throughout Gemara that any time Rabbi, who we know compiled the Mishnah, if he originally teaches something as a machlekes and then later on he teaches that same din just stam without attributing the name to a tana, so the halacha is like the stam, and that should be the same thing over here. Even though you're right, in our Mishnah it's taught as the opinion of a stam, so the halacha still should be like the stam, the tana of our Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have paskin like Rabbi Yosi. However, Amalei Rav Yudan respond to Rav Mana, v'loi Rebbe, maybe it's not Rebbe, meaning who says that it was Rebbe who taught originally that this machlekes is in between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi? Del Machairon, maybe it was somebody else. Therefore, you can't apply when it's machlekes v'achakach stam, that lachos like the machlekes, because it's very possible that Rebbe did not originally teach it as a machlekes, and he only taught this Mishnah as a stam, so we can't apply this rule. However, the Gemara says it shouldn't make a difference. Adarabba, it should be a kavachimer. The mahein in the eshkach Rebbe masni machloikes v'chazer v'shana stam. In the situation where Rebbe himself taught it first as a machloikes and then afterwards he taught it as a stam halachik stam halachas like the stam. While entire deloy eshkach Rebbe masni machloikes elachirim shana machloikes. In a situation where Rebbe didn't teach it as a machloikes but others taught it as machloikes and v'Rebbe shana stam, when Rebbe taught it he just taught it as a stam like kol shekin shetei halachik stam. Shouldn't we say for sure that halachas like the stam? So we're back to our original starting point and we actually find the source. Rav Chizkiyah came, he quoted Rav Yaakov bar Acha, quotes Rav Shem bar Vahu, says B'Shem Blazar, Vafilu Acherim Shana Machlekes, Rebbe Shana Stam, even if others taught it as a Machlekes, and Rebbe himself taught it as a Stam, Halachik Stam, Halachik like the Stam. V'lamahu Mayur Laki Yechida. Back to the original question, why did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like the individual opinion of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi, and not like the Stam? So Shul bar Yana answers B'Shem Rav Acha, Hadadat Omar, that said, meaning we only say Machlekes Varchach Stam, B'Shein Machlekes Eitzel Stam. That's only when the Mishnah is taught Stam, it's not taught with Machlekes, it's just taught as a plain halacha, and that's it, with no other opinion. Avol miyash machlokes etzel stam, but if there's machlokes, a different opinion taught along with the stam, loy bedah halachik stam. It's not in that situation, halacha is like the stam. And since in our Mishnah, you're right, it does have the opinion of a stam, but it also has machlokes along with it, namely the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, so it's not about that situation that we say, machlokes barachach stam, halachik stam, memele Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Now we just have a different interpretation of this. Rabbi Yosi Rabbon says, Rabbi Ravacha, hadadat omar, again, meaning when do we paskin machlokes that's only when it's an individual against an individual. But when it's an individual against the chachamim, in that situation, we do not pass on like this stam. And moving on to Halacha Yud Aleph, Mishnah tells us, in geizer in tainus b'rosh chodesh chanukah purim, no being geizer at tainus that falls out on rosh chodesh chanukah or purim. However, if they already started, then they're not going to stop. It's from Gamaliel's opinion. So let's say they set three fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. It turned out that either the second or the third fast day was rosh chodesh Chodesh, and they had already fasted the first fast day, so they're not going to stop, and they're going to continue fasting Thursday and Monday, even though one of those days is Rosh Chodesh. Now, they haven't started fasting yet, meaning that first Monday, they didn't fast yet. Maybe it's Sunday, and they realize their mistake, so then it's mashma that they're not going to start the series. Now, Rav Meir says, Afal Pishom Rav Gamliel and Mafsikin, even though Rav Gamliel just said that we're not going to stop the fast days, Maida who he does agree Shein Mashlimin, that they're not going to complete that fast on Rosh Chodesh. Namely, the fast that's on Rosh Chodesh, they're going to fast the whole day, but before Shkia, they're going to break their fast. And V'chein Tishbav Shchalis by Rav Shabbos, same thing with Tishbav that falls on Rav Shabbos. Nowadays, when you have a set calendar, that can't happen, but when they're in Makash L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, so it was possible for Tishbav to fall on Rav Shabbos. In that situation, they will fast on Shabbos, but they're going to break their fast before Shabbos so as not to go into Shabbos hungry. Says the Gemara, Kamhi Yaschala, how many days is considered the start of a fast day? As we had said, Im Itzchilu in Mafsikin, if they already started fasting the series, they're not going to stop for Rosh Chodesh, so how many days do they have to fast to be considered Aschala? You have Machlekes, Rabba Amar Achas, Rabba says just one fast, so that would be Monday, whereas Rabbi Yosef Amar Shtayim, Rabbi Yosef says it has to be two. In other words, they would have to have fasted Monday and Thursday, and only then, if that next Monday turned out to be Rosh Chodesh, so then they're going to continue. However, V'chein Nafak Ovda Kadar Rabba, we have a story that came out, like Rabba's Shita, that it's only one fast, not two. Now the Gemara asks about Mekairin, what do they read? Meaning, what's Kriyas HaTorah? When a fast day falls on Rosh Chodesh, which we just said, we are going to fast, so what do they read? Do they read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, or do they read the Kriya of Brachos and Klalos of a fast day? So Rabbi Yosef Amar, he says, Karen Brachos and Klalos, they read the Brachos and Klalos of the fast day. Now Amar Leir Madarmana asked him, why is that? Begin by Dasin Duhu Tanisa, so that everyone should know that it's a fast day? That's not a valid reason. Ravain Alma Ehoin, they're hungry in their stomachs. V'la Yadin Dhi Tanisa, and they don't know it's a fast day? Of course, it's obvious to everyone it's a fast day. They're hungry, so there's no reason to read the Brachos and Klalos. They should really read that of Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Leir, that no, the reason why we're going to read the Kriya of a fast day is Loy Diacha, Shekarim Brachos and Klalos, to make it known to you, meaning to make it known that that is the halacha, that the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is doicha the Kriya of a fast day, not to let everybody know that it is a fast day. Everybody already knows that. It's just to let everybody know that that is the halacha, that we're going to be doicha the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. However, now it seems we have a different opinion. Rav Yudan Kopetkaya, Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosa, B'Shem Rabbi Yudah Bar Pazi, that Karim Rosh Chodesh, on a fast day that falls on Rosh Chodesh, we're actually going to read the Rosh Chodesh Kriya. Now, come Rabbi Yosa in Rabbi Yudah Bar Pazi, Rabbi Yosa ended up meeting Rabbi Yudah Bar Pazi, who's the original Manda Amar of this Memra, and so Amar Lehi asked him, Atashamatim and Avuch Hadamilso, you heard this from your father, that when fast day falls on Rosh Chodesh, we're going to read of Rosh Chodesh and not of a fast day? So Amar Lehi responded to him that no, Abali Amar Kain, Elab Einei Tov, my father only said that regarding Einei Tov. Einei Tov or Ein Tov was a place where they would gather to be Mekadish the Chodesh, so it was only in that place, Al Yidei De'inun Yodin De'hirei Shi'archa, in order to make it known that it's Rosh Chodesh, Hein Karin Rosh Chodesh, that place would read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. But Ushar Kol Mekaimais, Karin Brachos HaKlalos. All other places, they would actually read the Brachos and Klalos when a fast day falls on Rosh Chodesh. Now we have a little bit of discussion regarding Tisha B'Av falling on Erev Shabbos. Tanami V'Braisa, Tisha B'Av Shchalios Erev Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, Tesva V'Av Meiz on top, Oichal Afilu Beitza Achaz V'Shayz Afilu Kais Echad, one should even eat just one egg or drink even one cup before Shabbos, Kedei Shalei Kones L'Shabbos Mu'una, so that he shouldn't go into Shabbos in a state of fasting, to review this review's opinion, where Rabbi Yossi says, Mis'anu Mashlim, he should fast and complete it, meaning he doesn't break his fast before Shabbos. Now Rabbi Zeir says B'Shem Rav Yudah, and Rav Buk quotes Rav Yim Bar Yecheskel says B'Shem Rav, Halacha K'mishu Ayim Mis'anu Mashlim, the halacha is like the Manda Omar, that one should fast and complete it when Tisha B'Av is on Erev Shabbos. That's like more of a Lomalei Omar, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosa. Why don't he just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yosa? And the answer is Tanu Yatanu Machlef Devar Chamim. That's because there are those that teach the opposite, that Rabbi Yosa holds you should break your fast, and the Chum hold that you should not and you should complete it. That's why he just said it generally, that halacha is like the one who says you should complete your fast. And Rabbi Zeir says, Rav Chuna, Vafilu Yachid Jagazal Atzmai Tanis by Erev Shabbos, even if an individual took upon himself privately to fast on Erev Shabbos, Mis'anu Mashlim, he should fast and complete it going into Shabbos fasting. Now, we have a story about this. Kadar of Bibi have a Yosef Kumi Rabbi Yosa. Rav Bibi was sitting from Rabbi Yosa, they were learning, and Ba Melef Minei Adain Ovda, he wanted to learn this from him. He wanted to know what's the psak. If a person's fasting Erev Shabbos, do they break their fast before Shabbos, or do they complete it? So Amar Leh, Rav Bibi, told Rabbi Yosa, Nimti Beis at Sivchad. I'm going to go to my house for a little bit. So Amar Leh asked him, Rum Shahu, is it the evening? Is it nightfall? Now, smash from here, that they would learn the Beis Medrash all the way up until Shabbos, and then they would go home. So that's why he asked him, it's not nighttime yet, why are you going home? Amar Leh, Rav Bibi responded to him, is Betana, I'm fasting, so I need to go home to break my fast before Shabbos. Now, since Rav Bibi didn't speak this out beferush, all he did was say, I have to go home because I'm fasting, as we're going to see in a moment, Rabbi Yosa understood from him that he was go home just to prepare food for Shabbos. So Amar Leh, he told him, it's going to be termusin. I have termusin, I have some beans with me, so you can take those with you when you go home, and then you'll have food to eat on Shabbos. You don't have to leave now to prepare food for the fast. So to this, Amar Leh, Rav Bibi told him, I learned from you that umashlimin k'reb yaisi, that when a person's fasting Erev Shabbos, he should be mashlimit, like Rabbi Yaisi says, because you didn't tell me me, here, take some termusin and eat them right now so you don't have to go home. You told me you could take termusin on your way home. Namely, don't break your fast now. Rather, only break it once Shabbos comes in. And that's how he was able to learn that from Rabbi Yossi. Hajjal Parak Seyed Tainis Ketzad. Mazar finishing the second Parak of Masechas Tainis. Just like we Zechar finished this Parak together, we should Zechar finish the entire Masechas Tainis together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right on to the next Parak. Seyed Tainis Ha'elu Ha'omer B'Revi Yerushayna. This whole order of fast that we discussed in the first Parak and continued into the second Parak, that if it didn't rain, then first the Yechidim fast, and then the first set of three, next set of three, then a set of seven, and all those discussions that we had is only talking about the Revi Yerushayna, which means all the dates that we learned about in the first Parak, if they passed by with no rain, so we have this whole procedure. Aval, Tzmachim Sheshanu, Masrin Alein Miyad. But in a situation where it started raining like regular, it was okay, but the Tzmachim, that which grew, they grew abnormally. So then we're Masriya right away. That is Einoy Soivel Dichui. We can't wait, we can't push it off, because if the crops started growing, but they were abnormal, if that's not fixed right away, Tshuva and Tefillah and obviously a Tainis, then they're going to get ruined forever, and that's going to be a big problem. And this Lashon Mashrian shows us that this is a very high level fast. Even though it's the first set of fasts, it's just Monday, Thursday, Monday, we have a whole situation of blowing Shofar, which is really only reserved for the later fasts that we learned about earlier. But this is a very pressured situation. V'chein, similarly says Mishnah, Shepasku Gishamim Geshem Geshem Arbayim Yoyim, if in between the Gishamim it stopped raining for 40 days, meaning rain fell like regular, and then for 40 days there was no rain, that's also a problem. Masrin Alein, we have to blow the Shofars and have an intense set of fast days, Mineshi Makas Betzairas, because that's going to cause a Makas Betzairas, which is known as a half famine. It's not a full-fledged famine, but it's going to be somewhat of a hunger, because that's going to ruin the crops, and so this is also a pretty pressured situation. Gemara begins by asking, Ezu Miyad Shelohen, what exactly is the definition of Miyad? As we had said, Tzmachim Mishanu, Masrin Alein, Miyad. What's Miyad? Miyad is right away. If it's Sunday, let's say, we're going to start fasting right away on Sunday. So Rav Amri says, no, Shein V'chamishi V'sheini. It means we have a set of fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ask the Gemara, that's all okay if this happened before Monday. But let's say Shanu B'sheini, Ma'al Asri Alein B'chamishi. Let's say the crops started changing, growing abnormally on Monday. Maybe since this is an emergency, you should start the set of fast days on Thursday. Even though we had just learned previously that we don't start a set of fasts on Thursday because we don't want the prices to go up and for the storekeepers to think that there's a famine. However, this is different because we just said in the Mishnah, this is a real emergency. Could lead to national disaster. And so maybe we should begin this set of fast days on Thursday. So Reb Zeir, Shom Olam Adol, Reb Zeir learns from the following that we do not do that. We have Pasuk of Daniel that tells us, Vayomer Eli, he said to me, Al Tir Daniel, do not be afraid, Daniel, Kamin Ayom HaRishon Hashem Osates Lipcha Lahavin Olsan Osfnei Hashem Lekecha, from the first day that you had already placed on your heart to understand and to fast before Hashem your God, Nishmu Dvarecha, your words have been heard. What do we learn from here? Kvar Nishmu Dvarecha, that your words have already been heard. In other words, even before you started fasting, Daniel, you just placed on your heart that you're going to do it. It's already considered like you did do it, and Mimele your words were heard. So Vakan here as well. Mikim Shinosnu Bezdin Nafshan Lasois, since Bezdin had already decided, okay, the first Monday that comes, we're going to start this intense series of fast days. Kimisha Asu, it's as if it was already done. Therefore, they could wait till Monday to do it. The Gemara continues with another din. Tani Utan Nebraisak, Shem Shemasrin Alein, Mishari Me Shavua, just like we're going to be Masriya over these emergency situations throughout the rest of the years of the Shavua. This refers to the Shemitah cycle, meaning years 1 through 6, when planting and dealing with the land is permitted, kach masrin alein b'shvias. So too, even on Shemitah, if we see whatever crops are growing are having these issues, or it's not raining properly, we're going to be masriya as well. Why is that? Mnei parnas zacherim, because of parnas of other people. The question is, mnei parnas zacherim, what does that mean, parnas of other people? So we have two different opinions. Chavraya Amri the Chum said, mnei parnas is goyim, because of parnas of the goyim. The yidden buy from the goyim on Shemitah, and so we still need the crops to grow properly. Whereas the Eramar, he says, mnei parnas is chashudim, because of the parnas of those who are chashud. These are people who are chashud on Shvias, that they're planting on Shemitah, even though they're not allowed to. And we're going to see in a moment that he holds like Rebbe, who's of the opinion that since Shemitah nowadays is only Midrabanon, when it's a Shasad Chak, so in these situations, it would be permitted to plant. Now, this is what the Gemara further clarifies. Asad Reb Zeir Karebi, Ut Chavrai Karepichas Ben Yar. Reb Zeir clearly holds like Rebbe, and the Chamim hold like Karepichas Ben Yar. Do Reb Zeir Karebi, Reb Zeir holds like Rebbe. How do we know this? Because Chad Sapar, Hava Chashad Al Per Shemitah, there was a barber who suspected that he's dealing with Per Shemitah, and as soon as he got Rebbe, they brought him to Rebbe, and Amarlein, he told them, Umay Yavid Aliva, what should this Nebuch do? Ubegin Chayev Uavad. He's doing it for his livelihood. He simply doesn't have any other way to survive. And so we see that Rebbe holds that it's permitted. Now, the Chavrai Kerpechas Ben Yair, where we see that the Chavim Holik Pechas Ben Yair, that they had to explain that Parnas Achayer meant Parnas Gayim. That comes out from the following story that Rebbe bought Mishri Shemitzah. Rebbe actually wanted to allow Shemitah. Then when it's a Shasat Chak, everyone's allowed to plant because, again, as we had said before, he holds a Shemitah's Drabana nowadays anyway. So Tezayin Amar Alpha on top, Sal Kerpechas Ben Yair Legabe. Kerpechas Ben Yair went up to him to show how he's displeased disagrees with this. However, in Rebbe's attempt to express his own shita, how he felt that it was important over here, Amar Lei, Rebbe told Pinchas ben Yair, Ma iburai avidan, how is the crop doing this year? In other words, he was trying to interrupt Pinchas ben Yair, since the crop is not doing very well, it should be okay to work the land. So Amar Lei, what did Pinchas ben Yair respond to him? Olshin yafas, the olshin are doing wonderful. Olshin is either some sort of herb, or perhaps chicory or endives. Either which way, these grow on their own, and they were growing perfectly fine. So Pinchas ben Yair was hinting back to Rebbe that I don't agree with planting on Shemitah just because of Shasat Chak. And once again, Rebbe repeated himself, Ma iburai avidan, how's the crop doing? And once again, Pinchas ben Yair responded, Amar Lei, Olshin yafas, Olshin are doing great. And Yad Rebbe, Rebbe knew from here, the less who Masam Chaime, that he doesn't agree with him. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing with this story and what happened with it. Bottom line is, though, we have these two different shitas. The Rebbe holds that Shemitah is Rabbanon, so maybe in certain situations it would be permitted to plant. Therefore, when Masriya on Shemitah, that would be for the Chashudin, because that would be considered a Shasat Chak for them. Whereas according to Chachamim, the Chavraya, they hold like your Pinchas ben Yair, that would be usher to plant even in this situation, so it must be the Parnassus Acherim is referring to non-Jews. We're going to stop for a day. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.